Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching is entitled, The Madness of Love.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The Gospel of the Lord. When his relatives heard of this, they said, "He is out of his mind." A little over a month ago, on December 2, 2020, we commemorated the 40th anniversary of the martyrdom of the four church women, American missionaries in El Salvador. At the time, the Mary Knoll sisters live-streamed an exquisite prayer and ritual in honor of the women that, by the way, can be found on YouTube under Remembering the Martyrs. There were also many other ceremonies, articles, and talks about the women. One story that I heard about Jean Donovan, one of the women, told of her honest doubts about remaining in El Salvador as she could see the worsening situation. And she was receiving many messages from friends and relatives at home that it really was unwise for her to stay any longer in that dangerous, war-torn country. Really, it would make much more sense for her to return to the States before it got any worse. And she seriously considered their words of concern and reason. But then she said she looked at the children with whom she had been so involved, and she could not leave the Salvadoran children. Her relatives and friends may well have considered this madness. They may well have been saying things like, "She is out of her mind." But her soul, graced beyond human good sense, said, "Stay." She did, and she paid the ultimate price for it. Today's gospel reading contains only two verses, two very evocative verses. They come to us early in Mark's gospel, chapter 3. And already, Jesus, with his preaching and his healing, is drawing large, crushing crowds from nearby and from beyond the Jordan. On the one hand, his message and his all-consuming ministry are enormously appealing to the people, and his profound love for them vastly supersedes all his human needs for rest, for privacy, even for food. On the other hand, that same message and ministry so intimidates the authorities who see their status challenged by him that they immediately begin to plot against him, to question everything he does and says, and eventually have him put to death. All along the way of his journey on this earth, we see how Jesus made choices to accept what was coming. His motivation never swerved from one source, that of love. Unconditional love of his Father, God, and unconditional love of all God's children. We too are always preparing for our final yes. Maura Clark, another of the four martyred church women, when she saw so many of her beloved Salvadorans killed for their faith, she wondered about herself. Will I be faithful? She asked herself. Turned out she was. All along the way of her journey, she accepted the grace of the Spirit, step by step, choosing to be faithful, thereby preparing for her final yes. As Pope Francis has written in The Joy of the Gospel, mission, to which we are all called, is a constant stimulus, not to remain mired in mediocrity, but to continue growing. It's the way of all the saints. Catherine of Siena, for example, named the motivation for all of her actions the madness of love. Our daily choices will indicate our willingness or not to risk a reputation for that sort of madness.